Hello?
Hello, I'm Sarah Bishop.
And I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And this is
Adventures in Wine Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, where every night it's wine night until the summer.
How come you're always so drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag?
It's December 14th. It's my mother's birthday!
Oh my god. How old is she?
I don't know if she'd want me to say that. I don't know.
Ask
a lady her age.
She doesn't listen to this.
Don't ask a lady her age.
Is she like 55?
Yep.
55?
Yeah.
Alright.
Anyway.
What do we got today? Should I pull it out?
Let's pull it out. Ooh!
So... it looks like it is called Cheo do Norte. It is a white blend from Portugal, it says. The label has some cute little houses at the bottom and then kind of a theatrical kind of paper moon and stars hanging from the top.
So cute. I like that.
Suggesting a level of artifice in this wine, which I don't know that I'll appreciate.
I like that a lot. Soda Norte. Okay, well, yes. Soda Norte, bringing you a dose of salty air and sunshine all the way from Portugal. This is what is called a field blend.
Now, what's a field blend?
This is an old world traditional style of winemaking. Let the vineyard do all the talking. That's what a field blend is, Jeremy.
I don't know what that means. That just sounds like marketing bullshit.
That's what they say it is at Around the World of 24 Wines. I'm excited to try it. They suggest having it with, get this, fettuccine alfredo, which is normal, and broccoli casserole. Broccoli
what
casserole!
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Also, fish tacos or a bag of chips with French onion dip.
But okay, that I mean,
so
that sounds
fascinating.
That's certainly attainable.
From around the world for wine.
French onion dip chips. Mm. Did you consult any other resources besides the like marketing website?
Of course not. No, that would be too much work. That's not crazy.
So it looks like white wine, not very bubbly or anything. You know, some of these, you pour them out, there's a little some bubbles there.
Mm. I'm getting a little
almost a little cantaloupe. Am I wrong? Cantaloupe in the nose. You know, I don't hate that. There is, I think I don't mind it.
I think it's pretty good. As far as the whites have gone, I felt pretty
it's
good.
It's got a nice marriage of fruitiness and minerality, which, you know, it's...
It's got like a...
Smells nice.
Plummy.
Tastes
bouquet,
nice.
But it's not too sweet, which is nice.
And this is what it's... 11.5% alcohol, which is, well, it'd be better if there was more alcohol in it, obviously.
I'm not sure. I feel like that, I'm not sure that.
I'm going to pour a little vodka in this later and we will see. Just a splash.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. And we're back.
We're back. Okay, so we thought we'd try something different today, just to change it up, where I like to write my reviews out. Jeremy doesn't usually, but decided we would each write our reviews today and then exchange them. So Jeremy's going to read my review, and then I will read Jeremy's review. So Jeremy, go ahead, read my review.
Let's go to Portugal, baby. I'm ready to kick back, relax, and drink the... Cheo do Norte. How do we pronounce it?
Okay, you missed some key words. You're going to have to go back.
Let's go to Portugal, baby. I'm ready to kick back, relax, and drink the
Drink? What is it actually say?
And drink in. Drink in. All right, good lord. Okay. Let's go to Portugal, baby. I'm ready to kick back, relax, and drink in the Cheo do Norte. I like it for its crisp, sugar, crystalline complexity, and that somehow tastes as simple as the starry sky. I give it 4 JB.
That's
a
short.
That's a great review, Sarah.
Thank you.
I loved the energy. I loved the eloquence and the simplicity. It was an honor to read that.
Okay, now I'll do Jeremy's. So, this wine, it's not bad. In fact, it's pretty good. It's a Portuguese field blend, which I've never heard of. I'd like to know what the varietals are, but they ain't saying whatever they had sitting around, I guess. It's got a bit of a Sauvignon Blanc vibe, but more dry than I expect from that shit. I'm not really super kind to white wines, or Portugal, frankly. Such a ridiculous country, though I appreciate their very forward-thinking drug policies. But look, in any case, I like this one. As I mentioned, you've got cantaloupe there, a little strawberry, an almost sherbety kind of tang, but it's not sour, and there's enough minerality to balance out the fruit. Mm. I almost get a little kind of brininess, too, like a little bit of a sea breeze, like you're hanging out in Portugal at the beach or something. I wish there was more alcohol in it, but I'll take it. I'm giving this my highest rating ever for a white wine, which is 3.5 JBs. Boom! Thank you!
Sarah, that was who wrote that? That was eloquent, articulate.
That was a very good impersonation of you.
It sounded exactly like me. I loved it.
As you should have.
Honestly, I was a little insulted. I felt made fun of. I felt kind of...
Oh, poor baby.
I know.
Adventures of Mind Tasting is kind of a shipping media podcast with a pain point. You can find app and color and cost. Go to the main door site. Thank you.
Oh.